Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, Grand Rising, everybody, and happy Valentine's Day. I'm wearing my red shirt in honor of this wonderful day, and already got my husband two cards, one for me and one from the girls. Yeah, the two parrots we have, Fagla and Tinkerbell, our magical healers. So today we are talking about Dr. Sound, and we hope that he will be joining us. He's not here right this moment. Good morning, Shelley. So nice to have you here. And good morning, Teddy. Sushi in Essentials? I'm sure there's something about that that I need to know because I do love sushi. But so we're waiting for Dr. Sound to show up in the green room. And but he has a remarkable journey. And, he has a remarkable journey in that he has defied all odds, not using Western medicine. And I'm hoping that he will personally be able to share this story with the world. Good morning, Chris. So happy for you to be here. Anyway, I'm kind of speechless this morning because I'm so excited to have him on here and have him share his story that I guess we're gonna talk about the body's ability to heal itself and while we're waiting for Michael to come on. And I know my husband is, also working on getting Michael on here. But here's the thing. Our bodies are master healing machines, right? And when we give it, like, the nutrition it needs, it has the ability to heal itself. But no one really talks about the energy, and nobody talks about the emotions. I know a lot of us here in my group, we talk about the emotions. But when we are not willing to forgive ourselves for our past, life, not past life, but which that could be too, but for the transgressions we've had while we're here, the mistakes or lessons that we had, when we call them mistakes and they're really just lessons, right? We beat ourselves up. And if you've ever taken a look at what happens to water, and there's this science behind this, what happens to water when you're aggressive and mean with all that water, and then you freeze the water, it looks demonic. It really does. But when you bless the water and you love on the water, it looks angelic. And we are made up of, I think, 70% water. And so if you have a self-talk narrative where you're beating yourself and not loving on yourself, you're destroying your own body. So Michael had a heart attack, and they had given him weeks to live. They suggested heart surgery, and he said, I didn't want to have heart surgery. I don't want to have my body cut open. I'll take my chances. And I knew what was going on, and God came to me and said to me, lead a prayer for Michael. And so we did. On my birthday, we did that, October 18th. I didn't tell anybody it was my birthday. And but it was my gift for having life. It was my gift to him for my having my life. And so we went to the church, and I can show parts of this video, but I encourage everybody to watch the video. It's an hour long. And what we did, and we released all the inner demons about how much we hate ourselves, the self-loathing. And we gave that to God to carry for us. Place it with love. And we replaced it with gratitude. And within 30 days, Michael was off of his oxygen and out of his wheelchair. And now he's working. We're actually going to go see him today for a sound session. And it is truly remarkable to see this transformation. Andrew says, yes, we get stuck in the lessons from the past and often cannot move forward. He says, just move forward, right? There's a pattern, the trauma triangle. And the trauma triangle is your negative self-talk of, I'm bad,
I'm not good enough. You know, the triangle is a loop. It's a loop of negative self-talk, basically. And that negative self-talk will destroy you and almost destroyed Michael. So let me, hold on a second. And Chris says, I just worked with someone that held their anger in for years. It expressed itself via a rare disease. Unexpressed anger can hurt and kill a person if it's not addressed. I know. You know, thank you, Chris. And a lot of times that anger is not even theirs. We've been programmed and taught to believe that we should punish ourselves because we were punished because we didn't meet someone else's expectations. And then we get in a relationship with someone and we make the assumption that that behavior is, whatever it is punishable by everybody. But it was just that one person's perception about what was okay and not okay. And so my question to you, that we have quite a few listeners on board, what would it look like if you stopped living by somebody else's values? What would it look like if you stopped living by somebody else's program, even if they say, this is the rule? Maybe it's not the rule. Maybe it's just the rule that they made up to suit themselves. And what would it look like if you had the freedom to release the expectations and judgments that other people have on you? And replace those expectations and judgments with which lights your soul on fire, makes you get up in the morning. What would that look like? Thank you to my husband for sharing what the trauma triangle is here. I would love for you guys to either call in and share your thoughts to that question or share your thoughts to those questions about what it would look like to create, you know, to live by your highest values and stop and release the values of other people and really live by, you know, by your life, your love, your flame, your fuel. So Andrew has this great definition about the trauma triangle. It says it includes the victim, the rescuer, and perpetrator or persecutor, and the trauma survivors enact all three roles at different times. And each role is a product of the fight, flight, or freeze survival. So thank you, Andrew, for that. And he's saying each role has the illusion of being protective, a way to defend oneself from further trauma. However, the reality is that each role keeps a survivor stuck in the traumatic experience. And that's actually what happened to me when we moved here to Georgia. I got into the freeze mode, you know, because I was so scared because somebody stole all of our stuff. So, you know, I'm as a human, guess what? I get to experience all that too, right? Just like you guys do. But I'm really curious what you guys would think, what you think it would look like to release someone else's, what's the feeling that you have? Let's go with feelings. What's the feeling that you have when you would release the expectations that were imprinted upon you as a child? What would that look like? Hmm. we're going to go to commercial and let you think about it. All right? So here we go.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soul Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickClick that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickClick on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickClick, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
All right, so thank you all for waiting, and I'm bringing my husband. This is actually perfect. I'm bringing my husband on. My true Valentine. Can you hear me okay, Andrew?
I can.
Okay,
yep.
Awesome. All right. So, Chris was saying how this would feel for her is freedom, and she said she's already working on that. One of the things that I want to share here is, we're going to have to hear part of the commercial first, because we're on YouTube. Okay. So Masaru Emoto was a Japanese scientist, and I'm going to show everybody what I pulled up. And he talks about, the impact of our emotions on water. And then he's also talking about the impact of the memories on water. So let's see what this looks like if I can Chrome tab. There we go. All right. So let's see what, we don't need YouTube TV. Masaru Emoto was a Japanese scientist, and he studied molecular structure of water, and he wanted what does human thoughts and emotions have an impact on water? And when the water was exposed to different emotions, the molecular structure of the water was changed. And with this research, he discovered the water we drink and use has memory, crap. Okay, looks like we're getting a lesson here today. Let's listen to this. It's 2 minutes and 43 seconds.
I'm in the midst of applying for residency right now. Wish me luck. Grammarly has again been a lifesaver with my applications.
Okay, so I guess we don't need Grammarly.
Thank you. Well, water is quite beautiful to look at. And,
1 second.
I guess you.
Well, we have a TED Talk on water, but I don't know about the fourth phase of it, so we're going to pause on that for now. And we have my sister from another Mr. Vieta on here as well, Vieta Robinson, who's our host on Sundays. And Naima's joining us as well. Let me add her to the stream. And what a beautiful family. We're all wearing red and white. What a surprise. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Jody, it's always been amazing to me ever since I saw how water molecules can't rearrange themselves based upon the emotion that the person's giving to them, be that hate or love. And you see, it's very easy to see the difference. The people don't understand, even at the molecular level, that words and emotions have. I remember growing up, people saying, talk to your plants and they'll grow better. And people say, oh, that's because you're putting carbon dioxide on them. That's, they like that. They feed on it. No, they feed on love, just like we do. And to see things, see how love expresses itself even in a water molecule is amazing. So we on this day of love, on Valentine's Day, it's good to remember that we impact everyone we interact with, be they plants, water, or people.
Yeah, and I want to add to that you know, one of the things that you and I learned together as twin flames is that when we are in communication with each other, like, we have to remember that we're really talking to the child. when you talk to me, I'm the child. When I talk to you, you're the child. We're talking to the two-year-old, to the three-year-old, because we're so sensitive. And we have to be gentle with each other. And more loving.
What's interesting, what Andrew just said about the plant, I have eight plants around my living room, and one of them, for whatever reason, was looking down and droopy. The leaves were drooping over, and I thought, was the plant dying? I didn't know what to do because I gave them all water and everything, and I thought, maybe the plant is depressed for whatever reason, because, plants, they have a life, they are conversating with each other and everything, so I thought, maybe something happened and made the plant feel bad, so I put my hands around the pot that the plant was in, and I just said, I love you, you're beautiful, you're wonderful. That next morning that plant was perked up and alive and joyful looking. So it's true. That's all I did. I didn't throw any plant food or anything on it. I just spoke to it and generated love. And that does matter. And like you're saying, Jody, it's the same thing. When we talk to each other, it's that little child in us that hears whatever's being said and feels the vibration. And we can lift each other up or put each other down if we're not aware of how words are affecting us. I've been reading this book series lately, and I'm looking to possibly, if not have him on, maybe at least share some of his videos, Neil Donald Walsh and his book series, Conversations with God. And it's just so fascinating because one of the things that I've learned is how we have been conditioned to talk to ourselves so bad, believing we're unworthy, believing God doesn't like us, all these things. And it's the thing we say to ourselves to keep us feeling bad. Even when someone else says something kind, somebody gives us a compliment. Oh, your hair looks beautiful. Oh, well, no, it's really a mess. Oh, yeah, such a beautiful smile. Oh, well, no, I got this one tooth and tooth. We will even take a positive and turn it into a negative because we're so used to believing that, where you're supposed to be humble or being spiritual means being, putting yourself down. And that's not true. We're supposed to say wonderful things to ourselves.
Well, yes, and I will say this. I had a guest on the show, I want to say it was almost a year ago. Her name is Debbie Pickus, and she did she's a team fireball, right, her own company. And she said, she did a post one time, and it stuck with me. And she posed the question, and I'm going to ask everybody to answer it here. Give me a yes or a no. Sometimes is also okay. Are you in an abusive relationship? With yourself?
I would say yes. I'd say yes. I'm working hard to get out of that. I know it's so true that we our self-talk is so often negative. Our receivers are off, meaning people, as you said, people are going to compliment us, and we find ways to negate that compliment. No, my hair is not that nice. And, oh, I'm not really that smart. Why do that? Why do that to yourself? You are made in God's image. We are all part of that. We all have our gifts. And you need to accept the compliments and people recognizing those great things in you, recognize them in yourself.
Yeah, and I would say absolutely not. I am not in an abusive relationship.
I'm not either. Yeah.
I pulled out the book when I saw your the table of contents, and one of the things that caught my eye was on one chapter 9 says listening to water, and this is like so. And I haven't finished the whole book, but the chapters 11 through 21 are all about spiritual and mythological perspective. So when you ask that question, are you being abusive? I have gotten to the point where I'm listening to water, my body.
Mm.
And so I can't abuse when I hear pain, like when I hear pain on my in one point of my body, one area, I have to stop and ask my body what's going on, what's wrong. So I'm not going to abuse it and say, oh, be quiet, let me take an aspirin. To me, that would be abuse. It's right away, instead of sitting with myself and meditating and asking myself, well, what is the root cause of this pain? What are you trying to tell me? I'm really at that point of listening to water. That's chapter 9. And then trying to give this body what it's telling me it needs. So, no, I'm not abusive. Hell no.
Like, yeah, I'm not either. Although I will say that if I get angry, technically, I'm abusing my body. So
yeah.
I cooked, I made a bone broth soup once in my life, probably 10 or 100,000 times. But in any case, there's a particular time I made bone broth, and I remember it didn't come out so well because I had anger.
Wow. But I wouldn't say, Jody, I wouldn't say you're abusing it if you don't hang on to the anger. If you keep that anger for days on end, why did I do that? You wake up the next morning, I'm angry at myself. That's abuse. But I think anger and fear are natural emotions we need to express, we need to be aware of.
Oh, and then release, yeah, and then give it away.
Because then the body's going to start changing based on the long-term effects of anger. You know as well as I do, if you hang on to anger, you're going to get cancer. If you hang on to fear, you're going to get the flu or something. But if you express it, as I know you do, and then leave it alone, let it go, find it, let it go, bring in the love, bring in the patience, then you're not abusing your body at all. You're just being natural and expressing what comes up naturally.
Yeah, and so Shelley, one second. So Shelley's saying, she's sharing about Dr. Joe Dispenza, who speaks a lot about this. She says, your personality becomes your personal reality. Shelley, do you want to expand upon that? I'm familiar with the concept, meaning it ties into the law of attraction, right? So that we're bringing in the frequency, right, of bringing in the frequency that we're emitting, which also goes into the concept that we've all heard for, I know I've heard it all my life, that we are the company of the five people, the top five people that we keep. And now I understand it. Who wants to talk about that?
Yeah, that is true. You know who you are by the company you keep. Because another thing also, our souls are expansive and constantly, we're touching the vibration of everybody around us and melding with that. So they become you and you become them. And your frequencies will match in order for you to stay around each other. So if they're at a lower frequency of anger, resentment, all these lower frequencies, and you're always with them, then that becomes where you are. So you can even just observe your conversation that you may have with some people. Some people, they're uplifted, they're saying, you know, encouraging things or inspiring things, or they're enthusiastic, you know, then that's the conversation you have, and so the level of enthusiasm you have. But if they're talking about people or mean spirit or gossiping, then that's where you're at too, because you're in the midst of that and you're participating in it. So that brings you down to where they are. So yeah, your personal reality, your personality becomes your personal reality. I can definitely understand that. And
yeah.
One quick thing I was going to say about the whole cooking thing is my husband used to say this all the time, because he learned how to cook from his grandmother, and he would say it was the love she put in the food that made it taste so good.
Yes. So when people understand that, and now you can hear it, you can hear the words, right?
Yeah.
Now feel the feeling.
Yeah.
I've been challenging the people in my life, self included, and Andrew, and all my friends, right, Andrew? for all of us to feel our feelings.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because if we feel our feelings, if they're not good feelings, we can address them and release them. And if they're good ones, hold on to them, make them bigger and better, right? But I want to, and Viet, I know you can talk to this. I want to tie in these feelings to disease. Because that's what happened to him. That's what happened to Michael, right? I still want this show to be about his recovery. And even though, for whatever reason, he's not able to get on, why these emotions are so still bring on disease state? Do you want to talk to that? Andrew does. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, let me jump in because you mentioned a little bit when you started the show about Michael's case, and we don't know even the tip of the iceberg on his whole story, and hopefully he's able to join a little bit later and tell us. But as he shared with us this heart issue that he was having, he felt guilty that some of the things he'd done in his younger days had caused this heart issue, and he was holding on to that and thought, I don't deserve to get better because I brought this on myself. I caused it, and now I had a good time in life, and now I'm paying the price for my abuse. And we asked if we had, I don't know if Jerry, I didn't hear you say when we had the healing session, the meditation and prayer session in the church, last a little bit over an hour, it was live streamed. So we not only had the healers, holistic healers who were in the audience, of which there were dozens, but we had hundreds and hundreds of people online watching, praying, meditating, giving their good positive energy. And at the end, Michael was moved, absolutely. And he says, as he's coming out, I need to release that anger and that self-loathing of myself. I think that's holding me back. And it truly is remarkable. I'm going to share again what Jody said about his journey. When we were in the church and the hour ended and he was wheeled back out in his wheelchair with his oxygen on, and then we heard, you know, a week later, he was in hospice, and sell your car, sell your house, because you're not, the doctor said there's nothing else we can do for you. The heart surgery wasn't really an option. As Jody mentioned, that was something that they shared with him. They also said, we don't think you'll survive the surgery. Your heart's not stable enough to survive the surgery. So why do it? He said, I'm not doing that. But then we were back in the church a week to 10 days later, and I walked, the Tibetan monks were in there we were at the church for a week, and the last session when they closed, we were there, and then I walked out of the sanctuary into the front of the church. I said, Jody, Michael's in there. She said, Michael's in hospice. Stop joking. That's not funny. I said, he's walking around in there. No wheelchair, no oxygen. He's back to work. I said, that's unbelievable. Yeah. So prayer, meditation, and faith work. But what one thing that the reason I mentioned this is the holding him back is he blamed himself. He said, I brought this on myself. I deserve this. You don't deserve that. God wants all the health and love for you. You just need to accept it and get the receiver on. So amazing story of what happened. Now he's back to work. If everything's going okay for him, we're going to go see him for sound healing tonight at his studio. But let Jody play a little bit of this video from the healing session.
Yeah, I want to point out, here's his oxygen tank. Wheelchair. He's now working. So wow. This is October 18th. And, you know, here, let me see what part this is. Oh, can't click that part. Hold on. There we go. I think. It's almost like it doesn't want to work.
Oh, here it is. It's moving.
Expansion. Bring in the breath.
So this is Chris, also Chris Bachelor. She's typing in.
Smack dab, middle of the brain, just slightly left of center.
connected to the middle of the heart, controlling that. So we knew
the path. Yes, there's, it's, yes, it's not communicating.
Right, so then remove the interference between the brain and the heart.
Wow, I just got chills. I'm pausing it. Removing the interference between the brain and the heart. No surprise that I clicked on that part for Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Remove the interference between the brain and the heart. That's ego edging God out. I'm going to play a little bit more. And thank you to Chris and Andrew and everybody and Dina who helped with this. Is it running? Yeah.
Michael, repeat after me. I am loved. I forgive my body for not keeping up with me. My body is a master healing machine. My body wants to support me, and I give it permission to do it. Before you got here, we talked about forgiveness and how we have to forgive our bodies and we have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive ourselves because we did what we did with what we knew at that point in time. Let's all bring in the spirit of forgiveness. And clear a path for peace, for love, for joy. Michael, turn on your receiver. We receive through our left side. We give through our right. So we're going to have you turn on your receiver. Be willing to receive the goodness that God is here to give you. Okay, we're going to clear the energy. If you guys have some music to play, we need to, yes, please, thank you.
Wow. Back to the, can I ask what this look on his face while this ceremony is going on?
Yeah, he was really just had his eyes closed and was receiving. You know, he was connecting with God and releasing what didn't serve him anymore.
Unfortunately, the microphone down by him was turned off. That's why the sound quality is
And the woman who has the big drum, the pink scarf, her name is Sonia.
Now, what is that called that she's holding?
Don't know. Don't know. But she has the voice of an angel.
Ah.
And this is Gina Martell joining. And we have people here, as you see, in the church, but we had thousands of people that other people had brought in energetically from around the world, because energy has no bounds.
Right.
And look what happens when you fill the heart and the soul with love. And this woman here, crap, she's amazing. They all are. My husband, look at him. He's the best Reiki master I know. And thank you to Chris Spatula, right? This is Chris, an amazing healer. This is a perfect...
So the big circle that she's holding, what does that make a sound?
It does. It's kind of, I think it's kind of a drum. I'm honestly not sure.
It was a drum.
It was a drum, honey? Okay.
Yeah. And she was chanting and singing for half the service, so it's unfortunate you can't hear her voice.
Yeah, it's beyond angelic.
Wow.
All right, so as you can see, and I've texted Michael to let him know he can, you know, we still want him on the show, right? Like, join. Shelley's here, and I apologize, we're getting, our faces are getting shut off, but... Shelley, who is a longtime friend of mine, she says, when people get sick, they must go back to that moment and look deeper as to what was going on at the time. People who can take a hard look in the mirror and know the answer. Most won't look at themselves, but rather keep playing the blame game. She says, my sister is sick with ataxia and MSA. She listens to all the symptoms, and through time, all these symptoms have manifested.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she basically is waiting to die, bringing my frequency down. Now I send grateful thoughts from afar.
Wow.
Yeah. And it says Dr. J, and I don't know if that.
I guess there's probably some more.
Yeah, let me take a look here. No. And then she's saying here, at the time my sister got sick with her, both her kids were dealing with depression, and she was getting fired from her job of 9 years.
Mm.
And a lot of us find our identity through our jobs.
Right.
And we are not our jobs.
Right.
We are our souls.
We're not our bodies. We're not our jobs. We're not the house we live in. We're not the car we drive. But when people lose those things, if they believe that this is what gives them value, then they can get very, very depressed. and manifest illness. So,
well, and
go ahead.
We talked before about carrying things from the past when someone tells you you're not good enough or you're not pretty, and we believe that. Someone, it could be from when you were 4 years old, 5 years old, someone told you you don't have a very good voice. And then you're 50 years old, you're singing, and someone says, you have a beautiful voice. You sing in a choir? No. You sing in a band? No. Why not?
No.
Because when I was 4 years, 5 years old, someone told me I couldn't sing. Oh, okay, that's the reason why I'm holding you back from giving that great gift to other people. That woman, Sonia, who was singing and playing the drums, she's also an artist in the same church, in the chapel. There's a floor and ceiling painting of an angel. Absolutely beautiful. And it was she put it together. She did it. And because someone had said, I think you look like you're a talented artist. And then they discovered not only she's talented, she's incredible. So people have gifts. God's given us gifts inside of us. We need to explore them. And as we said earlier, when people say, you're good, say thank you. I'm grateful for you telling me that. So looks like we got Michael with us.
Michael.
The inspiration.
But you need to put your pants on, honey.
What?
You need to put your pants on.
Yes, so sorry about that. I walked away.
You just flashed the world.
Up and around and alive, so I'm happy to be here. My apologies. There's all kind of stuff going on here in my neighborhood, and I was down for a little while. I'm up and running now. Thank goodness.
It's all good. Good.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Michael, we've talked a little bit about the small piece of your health journey that we know.
Oh, my gosh.
But you can jump in anywhere along that you want to share with the audience of where you came from and where you are now.
Yeah, so I'd like you to actually tell the story about from the beginning to end. We've been narrating. We showed part of the healing ceremony. And good. Good. So I'm going to see if I can put you up here. And so
you can let me off if you want to.
We're all family here, so we're sticking together as a team.
Yes.
We're a community.
Yes, I am glad to be here. My apologies for the delay. This has been an exciting time in my life, knowing that you were having me on to talk about this whole, let's call it a situation.
Yeah. Well, the experience, right? So the experience of reclaiming your health.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, it started for me in August 20th. I had noticed some swelling in my ankles, some swelling in my chest, over my whole body. I had put on about 20 or 30 pounds of really felt like water weight. I didn't know much about water weight, but apparently I was drinking too much water. I didn't know there was such a thing, but live and learn, right? So I went to the doctor. He was very concerned. He goes, Mike, you have to go to the emergency room right away. There's something going on with your body, and it's beyond me, so let's get you in the emergency. That's when it all started. I went to the hospital and didn't get out for close to a month. So they decided that I had some kind of congenital heart disease. And they said, this is, you'll have this all your life. This is it. It's not a death sentence, but we have some people that only live a little while with this condition. Some people that carry on. We just don't know. I was told, through as time went on, that I had just a couple of weeks to live. This was very shocking. And, of course, it changes your whole energy about life. So it did it for me, and some of the people, what I learned is take care of your own health. Do not put your health in anyone else's hands, ever, ever. You have to listen to your own body and your own heart. My heart was talking to me more than it had ever talked to me in my life. It was screaming at me. So I decided to listen. It wasn't about dying. It was about rebuilding. It was about resurrecting. I was going to go through this and come out shining. But in the middle of it, it sure didn't seem that way. And a lot of people don't believe. And that's what I'm back here to teach, is that I didn't come here to teach you. I came here to love you. Love will teach you. And we all can learn. And my heart told me this, clear as a bell, because I spoke with Creator, the Grand Architect, and I am here to do sound, and sound will eventually heal the world, and we will do it one soul at a time. And if we get to more, so be it. But touch the person closest to you. That is where it all begins. If there's not someone you can reach out and touch, then maybe you should have a look at your priorities. Someone needs your assistance, and the first person is you. You have to love yourself. You have to dive deep into the making love to someone is yourself. You don't have to find a partner to make love to. You have to make love to the soul inside of yourself. The divine masculine and sacred feminine that is within need to love one another. That is the greatest love of all, and that is truly loving yourself. Take that out and spread it around. This in itself will change the world. I came through a health scare that has now turned into the weirdest, most bizarre blessing of my life. I just can't count all the blessings that are coming. And nothing bad happened to me. This was a situation that I think maybe someone who didn't have faith and didn't believe in themselves, this could have been a devastating diagnosis. I refuse to believe it. I thrive, and very well known that anything that doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Well, claim that strength. Stand in your divinity. Be the soul that you were put here to be. You are not here by mistake. You are here for a purpose. If you want, you wouldn't be here. You'd be gone. They would have transitioned you somewhere else. You're still here. There must be a reason for that. I have just found out mine. I'm very blessed, and I will do it through sound for the rest of my life. And I see it as a nice long life now, but I was scared.
You were a little curious earlier. Well, I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and here's the thing for you, Michael. Did you look at your childhood as being a route to the challenges you have as an adult?
Yes, of course. I've done a lot of childhood work. I've done a lot of psychological work. I've done various things that helped me process what we would call hereditary hand-me-downs. I don't want to be guided by those, so I face them all. I have a big fan of facing the shadows, dancing with your demons, because they are really some of your best friends, and that's where the greatest lessons lie. And this, one of the things I just went through in my health was very scary, but the people involved with helping me, it got very scary with the energies and beliefs that they had to become very apparent in your life when I had to give up freedom, basically. My home, my car, everything was gone. They're like, you're dying, get rid of your stuff, time to check out. Like, well, is this how it goes? This is how it ends? You just fade away and I'm not finished. And very interesting to me that that was how I was going. That's when I adjusted and said, you know, God and myself, Buddha, the divine, Jesus, whatever you want to call the light, that is, we're getting through this together. It doesn't matter what the doctors say. I have my belief and my opinion. If I'm shaping my own reality, then watch me, because I'm getting through this. And I don't think a lot of this started in my childhood.
Oh, wait, you cut it. You don't think it started in your childhood, or you do? Hold on. Michael, we lost you. Hold on. You said you don't think it started in your childhood? Hold on.
Hello?
Okay, so now we can hear you. So where we lost you was, I think you said you don't think it started in your childhood. Is that true? Or?
Right. That's a good spot where we dropped out then.
Yeah.
I didn't do a childhood, and the audio went out. Interesting. Well, I'm not in denial. I want to admit that. I have faced what we would call the shadows, the demons, Dancing with the Dark Side, all of that, because it's part of my life. My second book will be called Dancing with the Shadows for that reason exactly. And this, what the years has put me through with this health scare and being in the hospital and having people take care of me has taught me to be a receiver. I was not a good receiver.
Yes, remember, because when we were in church,
yes.
I asked you to turn on your receiver because I felt like you weren't taking in the love.
I wasn't. And in looking at the hindsight is so beautiful, you know, but in the middle of it, I was probably still arguing, like, I don't need anything, you know, take care of your own life. I'm good. And we're like, Michael, people are trying to help you. Please accept this. So I learned from that. But the biggest thing was it was teaching me to be a better receiver, a radio station to receive the divine signal. I had to tune in better.
Wow.
I thought I was pretty good. You know, I'm really in tune with the divine. I'm doing God's work. I'm doing my sound. I'm guided by energies. And they all woke me up, slapped me on the ass, and said, yeah, you're not as connected as you feel you are, Mr. Ego Man. Calm down. Shake your stuff up. Take a look at your own health, your own love, before you go any further with helping others. And boy, did it shake me up. I am so thankful for everything I'm getting through. It's amazing.
Yeah, I was reading from a book called the Cancer Report. There are several testimonies in here. One of them on the law of forgiveness. I just like to read. The law of forgiveness demands that I come to a very important realization in these matters. It is not my spirit that demands to be right. It is my frail ego. And I think I think something about the ego.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah.
I love it. And what is ego, everybody? Edging God out, right?
Wow.
So when you're an ego, you're edging God out. It means you're no longer connecting. Let me, because it's not just a phrase. You're not connecting to God, which then means you're kind of in the 3D mode and you're not listening to spirit. And actually, you're not listening to your own heart. And the love inside you, because when we're an ego, we immediately put this shield out so no one can hurt us anymore, and then we stop receiving because we've just been pummeled.
Well, yeah, forgiveness is huge for all of us,
right.
For ourselves, but then others that offended us and triggered us. It's all work, heart and mind.
Right. And guilt is unforgiveness of the self.
And we learn that in religion. You know, unfortunately, I think all of us who were raised in a church environment as a pastor or whatever,
right.
They teach us about guilt and sin. And I think we carry that most of our childhood into our adults. And we're sinners. And we don't even know how to forgive ourselves, even though we've practiced repentance some way. But I think forgiveness is really important these days for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, so if anybody's needing help with releasing forgiveness, whether you hear the whole event or not, the healing circle that we did for Michael, which is now posted, is a little
beautiful.
Thank you. So it's available to everybody. It's really a focus on forgiveness of the self. And so if you watch this video again, whether you hear the whole thing or not, you're receiving the healing. So have a watch party on this. Okay.
That was a good night.
Yeah.
Sure.
And guilt is the lowest frequency of all. I mean, that's the frequency where you will get sick and your body's cells start to break down. The absolute lowest is guilt.
Yes.
Well, actually, and below that is shame.
Shame, yes.
And blame is also shame, yes. If we're staying in the guilt, shame, and blame, we're going to get sick.
Yeah.
That's a guaranteed biological guilt, shame, and blame. And that's what we learned in church. You're ashamed. You should be ashamed. I don't know how many people in my coaching business I've heard say, well, I'm ashamed of so-and-so. I mean, I did. Ashamed of what I did in the past. So today, I haven't been able to forgive myself. So we can put it all together. Your illness, that you're carrying something from the past, you might be worrying about the future, and you're not staying in the present of spiritual.
Yep,
you heal. So it really is clear to us now that we're doing the work and we understand the spiritual journey. But yeah.
Yes.
And weakness and sickness.
Well, and you see, shame is at 20, guilt is at 30, apathy is at 50, grief is at 75, fear is at 100. Wow, people, can we talk about where the world's been the last 3 years?
Wow.
Yeah.
Fear, grief.
We've been at 100 and below.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're changing that. Let's keep doing what we can do. That's from our power versus force, right?
Yeah, that's the map of consciousness.
Yeah, I love that. Well, we can do our best. What I was really shown and awakened in me was that we can only do what we can do in our circle. We can go out and pray and think it's going further, but really our general field, our vibe that is around us, if we can do our best with that and generate frequencies around us that contribute to peace and enlightenment and joy and love, the things that vibrate higher, then we can start to affect the world around us. But it has to start with us. We have to really possess that quality of peace and enlightenment within us. Christ was a wonderful example to demonstrate that consciousness, that purity of love, truly to love what are so-called enemies. This is a generating a frequency that will change the planet. And what we're doing here, this talk show, Jody, Andrew, ladies, we're making a difference. Don't forget the little things we do are huge in the big picture. They really are.
Well, I want to bring something up. We spoke earlier at the beginning of the show, Michael, about, you know, the effect of anger or love on water, right?
Yes, it does work. Very nice.
Yes. And one of the things that I've been doing since last fall, and I don't do it enough, is I run a frequency on the Earth's water supply.
Nice.
Yeah. And so I want to just put this out there as a request that if you own a Healy, if you own a Rife machine, or you own any of those frequency devices that I don't know the name of, right?
Yeah.
Run the frequency on the Earth's water supply.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yes.
Like, just do it as a practice.
I agree. I do a lot of my healing work with whales. The song of the whale, I believe, controls the water on this planet and loads it with frequency. Their song is a wonderful addition to the waters on this planet, and then all that water eventually comes into us. So I do in my healing work just to bring in the song of the whale. It seems to do something for people. They man, the whales really talk to me. Of course, they're our brothers, our largest brothers and sisters. And what they're doing to the water on the planet is keeping it peaceful, keeping us alive. We can do the same with our energy work. We really can bless the water, not only on the planet, but running through us. Every drop, water carries wisdom and power and knowledge. It is how the universe talks. The divine talks to us through breath. Water is a huge part of what feeds life. So,
and you know, I had to tell story. My son works for Squirrel, so I get free passes. he's been working there for 15 years, so we get free passes. Every time I would go shoot the Shamu whale show,
yeah.
I was chilled in my body just watching this. in the water. I'm like, wow, this stuff is real powerful. So every time I go to SeaWorld, I go straight to the whale show.
Okay, guys, here it comes.
Ooh, yeah, it's good.
Thank you, Naima, for sending this.
That frequency is so powerful.
Yeah, something else.
Nice.
Wow. Good, you guys. This is crazy.
Yeah, very healing. Very powerful.
It's healing my heart.
Look at that.
How does your heart feel, people? I want to ask everybody in the audience. I'm going to replay this again. First of all, I'm going to say, open up your receivers. Receive this.
Your glass water pipe.
And how does your heart feel?
My heart feels fantastic.
Yeah. I'm asking everyone, though. Trey Jackson.
Yes.
Chris. Shelly, Teddy, how did your heart feel when you received this frequency? Anybody we haven't heard from? I'm going to tell you my girl, which is Fagala, my daughter, our daughter. She makes a noise that's similar to this whale. And our friend Bart Chasen, he hears her from time to time. He says, I don't know why she does that. He goes, but it's so healing for me.
That's why she does it.
Mm-hmm. But I did not know. This is amazing. Wow. Naima, thank you for sharing that.
Wow.
We have more comments. So Teddy says, when she hears that, her heart feels divine. Mine too. Zelda says, just got a burst of energy while on the treadmill while listening to the whale. Wow.
Wow.
You know, there are different ways for healing. And I know that each of us online help people with different ways of healing. Michael's going to hopefully share a little bit about what he does with sound therapy.
Sure.
Are you by your sound gadget?
I am. I'm right by the gong right now. It's the gong. So this is how I get some of my whale sounds, the friction mallet.
Okay, go ahead.
Sounds like wind.
Wow.
That's from the dog.
That's from the dog, yeah. They really bring out a deep core, a big little. So the whales talk to me when I'm playing, and it's just beautiful. I'm underwater somewhere just singing with the whales, and that energy in itself goes across to whoever I happen to be working with. I like the faces on people. When I'm aware of a client being there, I can see their face smiling when the whales come around. You see them go, they just know that. It's in our blood. It's in our water memory. So if we're breathing some of the same air that was breathed by Christ and Buddha and all the greats. Well, we're also taking some of the same air, but everything gets recycled, eventually turning forms, and eventually we share the same things that the greats we worship sharing. We are the same. There's only one of us here. So to really share in that is to share in the beauty of life and claim it. Be that. You know, to someone you may be just one person, but to one person you may be the whole world. I'm going to tell you how that quote goes, but it's quite beautiful because you really have to realize, when I got ill, I realized how many people I had touched. I didn't know. You know, doing good stuff, but I had no idea. The love that was felt by what I did, the way sound had helped people, and the way I brought it to them. The universe is like, don't negate your part in this. Claim your divinity. You are here for a divine purpose, and you're doing it. Now be proud and stand strong in it, and you will give others that same right. I'm very honored to have gone through what I went through, and honored for everyone who helped me. Thank you so much, everyone who has really stepped up and shown me love. My situation was about my heart, and it helped people open their hearts. This universe is so divinely aligned. It is crazy how perfect everything is. When you see that and you live it that glory, your life will change because the universe then creates in a manner of perfection that you are believing in. Even if, like some people, like you didn't experience a miracle, Mike, fine. That's what you want to believe, that's your business. I know.
Whoa. Did someone actually say that you did not experience a miracle?
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're just on medicine. You got some good medicine from the doctors, and you're just going to live with this disease the rest of your life. You didn't experience a miracle. That's fine. That's what they want to believe. I have none of my business what someone else's belief is. I love you because I love. It doesn't matter if you love me back. That has nothing to do with it. I just love. And it's shown in coming through this death sentence, and I said, it's not. It's a way to for the Lord to talk to a hard-headed son of a bitch like me and say, you're just not listening. Well, he's going to listen to this one, and they sure are right about that because it has changed my whole life. It's given me what I thought I had achieved. I wasn't even close. This reminded me, stand your ground, be strong and proud. But you're doing the divine's work. Now get to it.
You know, so Michael, back in 2017, I was friends with a guy. I'll give his first name. His name is David. And Hey, David. And he wasn't getting the message. I told him he had to change something in his lifestyle. Otherwise, he wasn't going to live. And I was just recently, you know, I had recently stepped into who I was as an intuitive and really didn't know I was a medical intuitive, right, at the time.
Nice.
And he said to me, well, you know, he said, I have a lot of friends like you that are intuitive and, you know, they've all been telling me this and I'm still living and breathing. And Spirit worked through me and said to tell him this. Get into the boat and row.
Like your life depends on it, because it does.
Right.
Well, you know, another word for miracle in German New Medicine is resolution. What happens in German New Medicine is we have a trauma, then we get into conflict active in the biology, and then we get into resolution, which is the healing or the miracle.
Nice.
On one level, it's not really a miracle. It's just a biological process that we get to miracle once we shift our emotional state and grief and guilt and shame. Then you resolve the biology, the body calms down, and it heals. So with the help of Cody and Andrew, Michael was able to get into resolution, and all those other beautiful souls, they were able to move him into resolution of this conflict within his soul and his ego, and then Michael shows up, which is so awesome.
Healing,
you call it many things, miracle resolution, but what happened is, Michael, you shift shifted your emotions from the shame, guilt, fear, and all the rest, and your body responded. It was so awesome. That's so
awesome. It's absolutely true. I believe that 100%. You really call it inner working. The inner miracle happened within me, and it expresses an outer miracle. It looks to some people like, oh, my God, he's walking, he's talking, it's a miracle. Yes. There's two ways to live life. Either as if everything's a miracle or as if nothing's a miracle. You can't just pick and choose. Oh, that's a miracle, but that's not. Oh, bullshit. Everything's a miracle. That I can walk, I can talk, I can live, I can get through this crazy idea that I was dying. No, none of that's true. The truth.
Whoa. Hold on. You did die. You had an ego death.
Yeah, the death of the ego.
Yes.
No longer edging God out.
No longer edging God out. And I think the biggest thing with that was that I really thought I was tight with God. I'm doing my part. I'm doing all my religious stuff. I'm doing what I'm supposed to because that's why I was raised such Catholic guilt. And now I have freedom. And this heart thing showed me true freedom. Choose your truth. Choose your belief. You are working. The divine's work. It doesn't matter how you choose to express it. You just keep doing it. Keep shining. And that was the part of me that had to die. The part that didn't agree with that had to die. And my heart had left my body. I was traveling around being this beautiful, loving space guy. Hey, everybody, peace and love. And my heart was like, all good and fine. But you got to stand strong in your body. Be present, ground, and do your work here. Do your healing. You have that ability now. Get out of the way and do it. And I say thank you for all of it. Everything that I went through brought me to this. Divine order is never out of order. God does not make mistakes.
No, he doesn't. And so, Michael, you have angels around you. I actually see them.
Angels, man, the angels, and we don't have to call angels in. They're always with us. They live inside of us. They live in each cell.
Yeah, I mean, I literally don't see them right now.
Yeah, nice.
And I'm not a seer so much, but I see them. It's interesting.
Michael, how can people reach out to you if they want to experience?
Thank you. So that's what we want to do. We want to, so go ahead, Michael. Can you type into
you
the...
Get me. Mostly people text or call. It's okay to get my phone number out here?
Yes, please. If you're fine, I'm fine. I'm going to type it in. 678.
469. 0340. That's my phone number. Best is text. People text. We have a lot of it just there in record. It's so nice to have it. There's an email too, Michael.
Hold on one. So I'm doing this one first. Hold on.
Yeah.
So if you wanted, did I get that right? 678-4.
Beautiful. Okay. Appreciate y'all having me on. I'm sorry I was late and delayed.
Honey, it was divine timing.
It really was. It always is.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, it was supposed to, you know, I really do think it was supposed to happen this way. Because I think that we were all supposed to be here today. It's Valentine's Day. It's about community. It's about love. It's about sharing. It's about unabashedly, unapologetically sharing, right?
Yes, and living to your fullest. I'm just honored to be alive and honored to be here helping others. This new work I'm doing, as I was told to call it, tuning up the temple. I'm tuning up the temple. Like big grand instrument made by a master, we come out divine, perfect, and tuned. But we go out of tune over time. Like any instrument, you need tuning up. I'm now tuning up the temple. This in itself will help others bring themselves to a state of grace, state of healing. Tuning up the temple brings you back to a harmonic relationship. All your mitochondria, all your cells, every string, cell, and fiber now talking with one another in harmony. Bringing peace and love to the inner temple, which then brings love to the outer temple. It's so divine to do this work. I'm tuning up the temple for as many as I can possibly get to. Please come see me to tune up the temple. It's all donation-based. We're doing a GoFundMe that has you're allowed to donate to that to help out my situation.
Yeah, so I have that up.
Get a tuning up. If you can't afford it, it will be covered by the divine. There is abundance everywhere.
Yeah, so I want to just point out something here. So first of all, this is the GoFundMe page, and I'm putting the link in there. What I want to say, and I'm not going to use names or anything like that, is that there was a GoFundMe that was done. The funds were taken from the account. They were not received by Michael. So if you are, so here's my request, and you know, modify it the way you see fit. Okay.
Thank you.
So here's my request. Number one, if you can make an appointment with Michael, call this number and do that so that, one, there's a fair exchange of giving and receiving, okay? So the 678-469-0340, just give him a call or send him a text message.
Thank you.
If you are not in the area, you know, consider a small donation. If you're able to do more, do a large donation, but do what you can. Because as I said, there was a GoFundMe. Funds were taken out. They were not received by Michael. And, you know, we Andrew and I are going there today. We have our 5 o'clock appointment, Andrew and I. It's our Valentine's gift.
Divine, what happened to me? Nothing bad happened. It was just shocking. But I am such a Libra. Things are given to me. Things are taken away. There's a balance that always exists. Nothing is really given or taken from me. It just appeared that way. I am healthy. I am back to doing the sound that I love. So we are starting this new fund, and it is going in with a much more divine connection and energy. So thank you for all your contributions, and everything's going to work out. It already has, actually.
Yeah, and I do have the fundraiser link in there. So let me just go in there. But why is it such a long link this time? I'm going to go for the shorter link that you sent me earlier. But
you know, it's amazing when you look at how the heart is affected by matters of the heart. I spoke even earlier about, you know, I guess her health was affected by anger over a relative marrying her ex.
Yeah.
And I think when you have a relationship that breaks up, so many heart ailments can manifest because it's just center where love is. And when there's anger, love, it will make you sick. And it affects your heart. And even you feel pain in your heart. So being able to love means being able to allow people the freedom to be who they are and where they are and with whom they choose to be with, which is something difficult for many of us to understand because we think love means exclusive possession of someone else's emotions, and it doesn't.
Right.
Like you were saying, Michael, you love just because you love, you know,
whether
it's not. And when we get to that point, then you can never be brokenhearted because someone else chooses to love someone else.
Yeah, your love can't be taken away by them because it wasn't given by them in the first place.
Right.
I loved you straight out. It had nothing to do with you, so your actions, that's your business. I just continue to love you, and prayer is a good way to do that. I really have found prayer to me was just something I did. Now I'm so dedicated to grace and prayer when I do it that I'm not giving it the attention it deserves. It is a powerful force in this universe, and so many people pray for me, and I'm back, so thank you. Prayer works.
Yeah, it does. I mean, we ran a lot of frequencies also because frequencies work, and frequency is a form of prayer, and
right.
and how you capture that frequency. Your gong is a frequency, right? And it's a form of prayer. Right? we have a caller, so I'm going to bring on the caller 872-901. And, you know, if you have a question for anybody here, for Andrew, Michael, Vieta, Naima, myself, or you just want to contribute a comment towards the
topic today about self-healing, we'd love to hear what that has to say. So we're bringing you on now.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Lois in Chicago calling. I was just wondering about the GoFundMe. Is it okay? Oh, well, I'm still alive. Thank God for all of you all. Michael, I know God sent you specially for us today. But anyway, I was thinking about the GoFundMe, and I found that GoFundMe has, if it's okay for me to talk about that, because, you know, I do want to be on you know, on subject.
Yeah, what is it that you want to say?
Oh, I wanted to say that I find that the GoFundMe is a big fraud, and it's being really conducted through the banks. And I've talked to people. One man, he was homeless. He said that his wife died, and they took up $70,000 on the GoFundMe. I said, $70,000? And he said, no. He said, they gave us $19,000. But why would they use $19,000 for a funeral? And where's the rest of the money? So nobody, there's a lot of investigations going on. My brother's investigation, Troy Donahue Trask, his investigation on the fraudulent GoFundMe is under investigation now. There's a police report number and everything else. So we really have to be careful. And if everything is not in divine order, it's not of God, and we must conquer it. So thank you all so much, and God bless you for this time.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. I'm actually in agreement with the whole GoFundMe thing. I mean, I know it's a methodology, but honestly, if you – I'm just going to put this out there. Sorry. So, you know, shoot the messenger if you must. If you feel like you want to contribute to Michael and you have his text message, there is his phone number, which I displayed. I'll put it back up again. Here it is at 678-469-0341. Send him some money via Venmo. Right? Are you on Venmo? Do you take Venmo? Yeah. Send him money via Venmo.
Could you repeat that number, please? Yeah, a lot of people from my community, because we live, you know, much closer to one another, they say, Michael, can I just help you out directly? I go, yes, you can give it to me directly. Some funny people with that money, they say, I just appreciate the gesture. GoFundMe is a scary thing. It has supplied me with something through the last one. This one I'm getting money from too. So it is working. And maybe now that we've caused a little ruckus in my stuff, it's now being paid more attention to, and I'm getting better results. But anyway, it's helping. Thank you so much for the assistance. And
Can
you repeat that number, please?
So let me give her the phone number so she can call you and text. Yeah. So it's 678-469-0340. You know, go ahead and text or call Michael.
Okay,
and
thank you.
We're very grateful for you, Lois. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to take, is there anything else, Lois, before I go to my next caller?
Oh, no, and thank you so much for this subject. Thank God for everyone today. I love you all.
Love you, too. We love you. Mwah. All right, let me, we have, I think I know who this is, 773-450. Let me bring that on. Thank you. Welcome to the Female Solution Self-Care. What's your name and what you call it about? Hello? You're live.
Mute on your phone.
You're live. Okay, so I will. I'm turning off the mic on that one. So why don't you play for a minute, Michael, and you guys carry on. I would like to bring in two beautiful magical creatures who Vieta got to meet.
Oh, you got to meet.
All right, be right back. And you guys talk amongst yourselves as talk about the importance, because I know Michael's going to want to talk about this, about starting with heart.
Yes. You know, what's amazing, though, is the how the song
sound like the whale song. That's
the gongs come out of the friction mallet on the gong itself, right here.
And then you see the impact of that sound on water, which of course.
But it affects the properties of water is that water goes in and feeds every string, cell, and fiber of us. Water goes through every part of the body, just like breath. Breath is actually a massage for the whole body. When you take a breath, it massages all the organs. And as you breathe out, you bring out that what wasn't serving the organs is now breathed out. Water is the same way. What we sweat out, what we perspire, takes energies out of the body that no longer serve us. And what is in tune is absorbed. Frequency and water, very similar to me in the information that it transmits to us as human beings and what's coming to us from across the planet, across the power of sound in everything is just amazing. Vibration is where it's at. All healing in the future will be done with sound. We just haven't got here yet, but we used to be there.
Yeah.
It's a temple of sound. My home is now a temple, so it's a temple of opportunity for alignment and grace. And to come into that through the power of sound is our true nature. We are vibrating beings. Let's tune up the temple and love one another. It's not that hard.
Well, so, yeah, thank you for saying that. Because I was listening as I was bringing on the girl. Say hi to Fagala.
Hey,
ow, ow, ow. In her green jacket and white shirt.
They're very noble. I love it.
Well, they're amazing healing creatures, these girls. And, you know.
Now, the thing about sound, it's just popped in. Sound to me, when I play sound, it's a temple of sound from the old days where you would go in these temples and they were built for sound amplification. They were built for sound. And the frequencies would transmit you to another reality. They would alter your consciousness. That's why when you went into a temple, it was called an entrance. Entrance. You entrance into the temple. Then when you get to the center of the temple and the altar is, where you worship, you're altered. So it makes perfect sense.
Wow.
And you're altered by the power of sound. It's so beautiful.
Amazing. Yeah.
I love it.
So, you know, I have been using sound frequency since 2014 when I was disabled. It's this BOD. And, you know, we use it with the headset. I only have one hand to use right now. joyfully being used elsewhere. And we use this to do a reset on the neural network of the brain, setting it back down to baseline. So it's precision sound frequency.
Yeah, you encourage neuroplasticity. It's such a beautiful thing to encourage the brain to produce.
Yeah. And people don't realize that our brains are so pliable. Like, think about it. If we can, like, be mean and encourage our brains into anger and dismay and to harm someone, why can't we do the opposite?
I completely agree. If you can harm someone by your thoughts, you can help them by your thoughts to believe in the beauty of one another and watch how it affects the beauty of one another.
Well, Johnny, what is the baseline frequency of the brain? What is it? Like alpha waves or what is it?
Good question.
What is that?
What is the baseline frequency of?
So I don't know. I think Michael was just going to answer that question.
No, I said that's a good question. The baseline frequency, I'm not sure. Do you settle into theta, beta, alpha? Where is the brain resting?
Well, when we are working, and I'm looking this up anyway, but when we're working, there's frequency ranges. But when I'm working with people, my goal is to put their brain in a theta state.
Wow.
A state of creativity, a relaxation, and inward focus. And so if you are in an inward focused state, you can do the inner work on the inner child, right?
Nice.
Yeah. So that's But that's a great question. Like, what is the baseline frequency? I don't know. I think it's just really, maybe it's not the, it's a great question, but I think maybe the answer is there's not a baseline. Maybe there's just a range depending if you're sleeping, if you're, you know, working or whatever, right?
I think that's exactly it. Different people are going to have different resting states of consciousness. Where your brain settles, I tend to be a very creative sort, so I like to write and paint and draw. So my relaxation brings me into a theta state, a relaxed state, by being creative. That's what does it for me. Other people, it's probably, you know, watching TV or doing some kind of work that pleases them, and that puts your brain state in a very receptive area. And that's what you really want. It doesn't matter what you're actually doing. If you're convince yourself that this is a moment of pure joy and play, your brain will respond in such a way. That's how powerful we are. You
well,
can shape your mind.
When I Googled that question, what's the frequency of the brain, it comes up, our brain uses 13 hertz, high alpha or low beta for active intelligence. So
interesting.
We're looking at gamma greater than 30 is beta, 30 hertz, beta, alpha, theta, delta.
But a beta state, though, can be very, it's anxiety dominant, right? And
yeah.
So, yes, I mean, but it's so
right.
The
right.
Beta state, it's a very difficult state to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more like a high alert type of state.
Theta.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer theta alpha.
Yeah.
But beta is important, right? Because if there's an emergency, and then Trey Jackson, who's very much into sound, by the way, wants to know: does Michael live, or where does Michael live, or it's all virtual? Do you want to share?
I live in Alpharetta, Georgia, a little north of Atlanta. I do most of my work out of my home now. I used to travel quite a bit, but I am not traveling anymore and then learning all my stuff and going around. I did that for many, many years, very joyous, but right now I'm called to stay at home and do my work out of what I call my temple of sound here in Alpharetta, Georgia. You're welcome to come here. I haven't done much virtual. I haven't found the right way to get the sound across. Like it's live, there's a power to the live. When you're here, it's very powerful. We can explore a remote thing. That will be definitely something in the future. But right now, if you're close to the Atlanta area, please call me and come on in for a tuning up of the temple.
So I believe Trey Jackson and his girlfriend Sarai will probably come see you.
I can, yeah.
So, and I do believe that working on the home.
Every one of y'all come for a session.
Yeah, I mean.
Michael, when you were traveling, you actually went to share with the audience kind of things you were giving to the community. You weren't just going to do big pay appearances in people's private homes. You went to places, living homes.
Yeah, I did a lot of addiction and treatment centers. We did some mental health facilities. I just looked into a contract with the Youth Empowerment Group. I was doing sound all over. The world was really opening up to sound therapy. Most people had heard something about it by the time I got into treatment center work. Then I was approached by mental health clinic, youth empowerment. I've done sound for benefits for the cats that did use, benefits for the monkeys up here in North Georgia. There's a refuge that saves monkeys. Out of Louisiana, which is my hometown, I was born and raised in New Orleans, so that is very close to my heart. I've done a benefit for several different places that help rescue animals. Just played sound for them. Played sound for the animals, too. Sometimes I really don't care if humans are there or not. I'm there to play for the animals. And they love it. One of the most amazing things that happened was there was a deaf cat at Good News when I played a benefit. And he got up on my shoulder and put his nose right on my flute. I was playing one of my national bass flutes. And he I didn't know his death at the time. After it was, the show was over, and the lady that owns Good News Animal Rescue said, Michael, you know, that cat that got up on you is deaf. He cannot hear, but he felt the music. It was just so beautiful. He got on my shoulder and put his paw on my flute that he could feel it. And it showed you the power of sound right there. This cat was thrilled by the power of sound and was calm. She said he's usually a little anxious. He was calm as could be. The sound just knocked him right out. It was beautiful to see this little cat just lay out. But first he came and gave some love to my flute and kind of touched me on the side of my head, that little butt that cats will do, and just tapped, and I just loved it. And found out he was deaf, I just started crying. I was like, oh my God, the power of sound right there. And the
even if you can't hear it, you can feel it, which is what you're saying, Mike. You can feel the
voice. It showed me that how far it goes into people, whether they're in the room or not. I am affecting frequency and energy around me, which then affects frequency and energy around me. We are the moment before the moment is us. This is so true. So you get to create that moment. You are the divine co-creators. Stand proud. Do your job. You're supposed to be beautiful and creative and kind. Be it.
So, Michael, I want to put this out there. Here's the intention, that you can serve people around the world, you know, just by getting on a video chat. There's even Google video, right?
Yeah.
It's free. And because, I mean, I serve people using the bot online on a video chat, and they get healing. So I'm putting the intention that you can serve people from wherever they are at, okay? And
I love that. Good
so
intention.
I don't care where you live. Call him. Michael, if you don't know how to use a Google link, I'll show you how to use a Google chat.
I'm catching up with this modern world.
Well, and it's really, and the other thing is, I think it's wonderful that you are working out of the home. You know, Andrew and I have worked out of the home for a long time, and we have grids up, right? We have these frequencies up, and we have, so when people walk in here, they are in a protected, safe place.
Yes. Yes, I love my home. Your home is beautiful. I've been there. You want to caress of energy when you walk in a place. If I don't feel it, I usually leave. I am welcomed by energy. If the place does not have that, I'm probably going to exit, not getting judgment. I'm just like, my energy does not match with this energy.
Right.
I pay attention to that. Listen to your body. It gives you, the divine speaks to us through everything. You are given information every minute for grand and great decisions for your life. Whether we decide to listen or not, it's the big, it seems to be a dilemma. Yeah, but we all get messages. The divine talks to all of us all the time.
So Chris, who I don't know if you've met Chris yet, Michael, but she was one of the people online working with directly with me and you for your healing.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
She's very much responsible. She says sound frequency is felt. It's like putting earplugs in and standing in front of a big bass speaker while music is playing. You don't hear it, you feel it reverberate through your body. I'm clearing something for somebody. Someone said to me, you're coughing a lot on the show. Are you sick? I'm not sick, people. I clear for people. So I'm clearing for
somebody. Somebody should be feeling better.
Yeah, I'm clearing for someone. So Trey is going to Thailand to study sound healing in March.
Wow.
He says, I'm sure I'll connect with you, Michael. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on. I love you all so much.
And he says, I'm in Atlanta too. So I will do a joint text message to connect the two of you. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine. Beautiful.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome. And then Chris says, Trey Jackson. That's super exciting. I know. I'm a little jealous. But he's going to come back. Trey is going to come back, and he's going to teach us, right, like everything that he knows. He's going to share the wealth. He's going to share. He has a really huge sound healing channel. Trey does on YouTube. He's a YouTube expert, actually. So if anybody needs, sorry, I just have to plug him because I love him. So if anybody needs help with monetizing their YouTube channel, Trey's your guy.
Wow.
We're in the process of doing that now.
Great.
And nice. Congratulations.
And I have full confidence in what he's teaching me.
That's always a plus. When you believe, it so shall it be.
So it's really interesting. Fagala doesn't have messages today. Do you have messages today? Or she doesn't. She's like, you guys all kind of hit the nail on the head today.
Yeah, nice.
You notice if people have listened to this show in weeks past, when the birds come on, they're oftentimes quite loud. And I didn't realize for a long time that she wasn't trying to be disruptive. Fagala is trying to say something, and we just get. Most people can't understand what she's saying because she's talking in bird language, right? She's getting a lot to say, and this is the first time she's been almost completely silent, just listening and absorbing in what we're saying. That's quite something.
She's actually connecting with your angel, though.
With great respect for the sound dog, I appreciate that.
So she's connecting with your angels, Michael, right now.
I see how
she's acting where she's reaching out.
So
she's reaching out and she's speaking with your angels.
They're all around and they are very talkative. They're very nice.
Yeah.
Can't wait to do work with y'all later. I'm honored you're coming to have your temple tuned up.
Yeah.
Some of the angels with your gong.
Yes, the whales.
Yeah, was that the coolest thing on the planet? So Chris says, wow, that's the first Fagala speechless.
It's all kinds, man.
So I want to just thank everyone. We're at the end of the show. We really didn't do commercials. I just kind of didn't feel like it.
Thank you.
Sorry. I did one at the beginning. I did the
nice,
female
yeah.
solution, right?
Yeah.
But I want to just, really thank everybody. I want to thank the community for your contributions to this show. I want to thank you for your contributions to your own healing. I view this show as a healing show. It's an opportunity for you to self-heal. And you self-heal through the knowledge that we're sharing, the stories that we're sharing. And I love you all.
Love you.
And I have a lot of gratitude. And happy Valentine's Day.
Bless you. Happy Valentine's Day.
You know, Fagala always says this, start with heart.
Yes.
And so if I can leave you with one message, because I was just really touched. What's that?
Bye, darlings. Love you.
So when you're working today and you run into that person, I'm going to tell you there's a lot of people who are single, right? There's three of them on the show, right? People want to be loved. So love on them.
Yeah, I love you.
I used to hate Valentine's Day until I met my husband.
He's such a beautiful man.
He is. Yeah, he is.
Twin flame.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone here is beautiful. Thank you, ladies, for being here. Thank you, Andrew, for having me. I loved it. I'm sorry I was late, and it was perfect time. And
right on time.
Yeah. Thank you.
So
And I will just say, so everyone knows how to get in touch with Michael. If you want to get in touch with me, it's the number 847-738-0242. I do offer a free consult for 20 minutes if you want to, most people know I do all the metaphysical work. Naima, as our executive producer, if you would like to be on her show or on her Wednesday show, right, there you go, or Vieta's show. And Vieta's a coach as well, right? So you can reach out to Vieta. Vieta, do you want to put your information in the thread and I'll show people how to reach out to you? And then my husband is literally the best Reiki master I've ever met.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. And I can be judgmental about the energy thing. I'm telling you, he's the best Reiki master I've ever met.
That is great.
So if you want to reach out to Andrew for a session on Reiki, Andrew, would you like to share how people can reach out to you?
Sure. My phone is 847-220-28. You can also reach out to me and to Jody on our website. There's a contact button. It's the big red button at the bottom. And that's at www.susonessentials.com. That's S-U-S-O-N essentials.com, all one word.
Awesome. And so I'm putting that in there. And then Vieta's information, yourholisticlifecoach.com. Naeem, if you want to put in how people can get in touch with you.
You can go to my website, www.naeemalati.com.
Okay.
N-A-I-M-A-H-L-A-T-I-S.com.
Nice.
And do you want to put that in the thread, and I'll do a quick copy paste. And
bless you. Love you.
Love you, too. We will see you at 5.
Yes. Bye.
And Fagula is chewing on the obsidian bracelet. I'm like, don't break that one.
Tell me.
Okay.
So
I want to encourage everyone, don't let love stop flowing just because Valentine's Day ends. I saw so many people rushing into the grocery store yesterday to get hearts and Valentine's.
Yeah.
Love energy up all year, not just
Yeah. Day.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think that's a really important thing. To not let the love energy flow. I would take Fagla's advice, which is starting from heart. So love to everybody. I'm going to end the show. I'm just going to see if I can find the little.
I love you.
Love you too. Shalom.
Shalom. Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah.